This is the AppleVis Podcast.
I'm here today to talk to you about a game that I've been absolutely addicted to be honest. And I love it. It's a game where I have to think outside the box, work out what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it, and how I'm really going to get my strategy up to a standard that makes the game winnable and playable and fun. The game I'm referring to is from Metal Pop LLC and is called Crafting Kingdom. Crafting Kingdom is, as the name suggests, a resource management game. However, it's not just a case of chopping up a few bits of logs and selling them off to market and, you know, do nothing else. Oh no, it's a game where you have to manage your resources, produce better materials from the resources you've already got, sell them, expand your estate that you're building up from this humble little straw abode right through to a mansion. And you have to be the best person, as best as you can be anyway, in Crafting Kingdom. This game is compatible with all iOS devices. I'm not sure of the exact system requirements, but I believe from iOS 9 upwards, you should be fairly safe to run them. We can always have that verified in the description before I get told off. This will be verified for us in the description of the podcast. I'll make sure that's up there. However, I'd like to welcome you along to Crafting Kingdom. And why do I rave about it so much? It's because the developer has worked on, and indeed tirelessly still is working on, accessibility. Yes, you heard that right. This isn't just a game for our sighted family members and colleagues and co-workers. This is a game that we as blind people can play successfully. Wow. Yeah, that's what I thought. And when I first played it, I thought, this isn't too bad. Let's see what they can do. And thank you to Michelle from Metal Pop LLC. She and her colleagues are adding a variety of features and functionality, of course, to make the game fully playable and as immersive as possible. Let's crack on and explain how this game works. The game is programmed in Unity. Unity is a kind of framework, I guess you could call it, for programming. And in the past, it's been inaccessible to the blind and visually impaired. But via a speech plugin, they've made it accessible. And all flicks, as of the current version that we do, left and right and up and down, are sent now straight to VoiceOver when we have VoiceOver enabled. And so the delay is now much better. When this first came out in March 2017, there was considerable lag to this title, but now all is well. Let me explain what the game is and then we'll dive straight in. I've uninstalled the app and I've reinstalled it, so we can start again from the beginning. I'm not going to do that on my iPad because as much as I love everyone at AppleVis in terms of providing me support, I don't want to lose my progress on this title because there is no cloud sync, so you can't play it across multiple devices, pick it up and have brought 4 out of the 7 properties and carry on sort of thing. You know, it's there's no expansion, cloud synchronization. So what the game is it starts off with you buying a lumber yard, and that's where you chop up your logs. And of course, you produce a certain number of logs in a certain amount of seconds. One log every 3 seconds, I believe, to start with. And then, of course, there's other materials that you can produce. You can produce timber, for example. But to produce timber, you need to have a certain number of logs. Every time you produce your logs and timber and your other material that each property has for you to do, which is purchasable via gold, we'll come to that in a moment, you have a storage bay. And in your storage bay, you have to have a certain number of items to be stored in there in order to progress and to expand your estate, which you own. And it's all part of the fun about strategizing, working how much money you have, how many quests have you produced, etc. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's explain about the properties. So the game has a world map, which we'll come to, and you flick left and right through the world map. And there's areas, for example, like the lumberyard, which we've said, a farm, there's a quarry, a jeweller, etc. And there's also someone called the princess. And when you see the princess, because she really likes you for some strange reason, unbeknown to us, she will grant you higher sale prices on all of your produce that you manage to resource. When you set your products to produce in this title, they're in called production slots. And each area can have as many slots as you want. And for gold, again, which you get by selling your items, which we'll come to in a moment, you can make these automated. And every to start with, I think it's 5 minutes or so. I could be wrong. I think it's 5 or 10 minutes. I forgot at the present moment in time. Your production runs out. So you have to keep going back and restarting your production. Of course, if your storage is full, you can either buy an expansion to your storage, or you can just sell some of your items, and that gives you the storage space back to carry on producing more goods and materials. So what's this about storage and, of course, selling? When you have got your storage full or you wish to sell items, you go to the city. There you can sell any number of your items in various quantities, including a sell all button, which of course gives you gold. This gold can be used then to produce more goods and services, because you can maybe buy the next product to start producing it, for example. Without further ado then, as this is getting a bit rambly, which I didn't really want to do, let's crack in and run this game. Crack on, should I say, rather. Let's crack on and start this title. I'm running an iPhone 6 at the moment, and I'm using a program on my phone to record this podcast, so I'm sorry if it doesn't turn out exactly as it would via a mixer or something. I do apologise. However, I'm now going to start the title. I've got Daniel on my iOS 10 running phone with an iPhone 6. So I'm going to press my home button.
Audio share.
And I'm going to tap Crafting Kingdom.
Page 3 of 5. Crafting Kingdom. Actions available.
Now, when we first start this title, there'll be some music. And I'm going to turn it off because VoiceOver ducks and does weird things with the sounds of this title, because it can't interact directly with the VoiceOver because of the way it's programmed. Now, when you go into items such as options, you flick up and down between elements. And, of course, this means, for example, in options, you flick down to a language option and you flick left and right to your language of your game, flick down to sounds and music, and you flick right to enter that group. It's almost like a tree view setting, where you open an item and you go into it. We're now going to start the title, and I'm going to turn off the music, as I said, because it'll be a bit of a problem. So let me go into the item.
Amazon. Crafting Kingdom.
There we are.
Actions of audio share. Alert. Crafting Kingdom would like to send you notifications. Crafting Kingdom. Crafting Kingdom would like to send you notification.
That's the standard dialogue about notifications. I'm going to flick to OK. We want that because it'll tell us the princess is waiting for us, etc. A tutorial will run and it will explain what I've been trying to tell you in a rambly, bumbly way. It will explain everything for you. It's very addictive, this game. I really hope you enjoy this.
Notification. Don't allow. Allow. Button. Crafting Kingdom.
There's our music. I'm going to flick right.
Play. Accessibility mode enabled. Tap 3 times with 3 fingers to disable.
And because VoiceOver's on, accessibility's on. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it on. If VoiceOver was off, it would use the system voice, I believe, but if your phone, it's best that VoiceOver's on. So I'm going to flick right and double tap options.
More games. Options. Button. Options. Swipe down or up to quickly jump between groups of UI elements.
And
swipe
just
right or left to go through individual elements.
I'll just flick to hear that, so I'm going to flick down.
Language. English.
And again.
Button. Accessibility mode.
And again.
Sound effects. Checked.
Flick toggle. Right.
Music. Checked. Toggle. Music. Not checked.
And the music toggle is now off.
Double tap to change.
Now, when you flick up, you go to the top of the screen with one finger. I believe there are new gestures implemented, but I haven't quite looked at all the gestures yet that have been changed, because it gains so rapidly, it changes. So, but I'm going to do what I know. So I'm going to flick upwards, away from me.
Accessibility mode. Language. Options. Options.
So that's took me to the top. If I flick right to the bottom, flick down, it takes me to the back button.
Language. Accessibility. Sound effects. Back. Button. Options. More games. Access of play. Button.
And we're going to play.
Double tap to select. Well, tutorial. Welcome.
And I'm going to flick right.
Welcome to the Crafting Kingdom. On the world map, you can see all the properties you own and also buy new ones. Your task. Buy the lumberyard. Okay. Button. Double tap to select.
So, of course, we have to have gold to buy properties. And, of course, we only get that by selling our resources. So I'm going to double tap on OK.
World map.
And you might hear a cling, cling, cling sound occasionally. That's a treasure chest of gold that appears randomly on this map. When it does, it's at the top or bottom of the screen. Now, what I believe is in the latest update, when you flick down, you're going through groups of elements on this screen as well from the world map. And you can flick to the bottom and you'll get the estate. And when you flick left, you're at the bottom of the screen because the chest can appear there or right at the top. So we're now on the world map. It can appear right at the top of the screen, which I'll show in a moment. So now we're on the world map. I want to flick right.
Help for the screen. Button. Double tap to select.
We'll look at that in a moment.
You have 1,000 gold coins. You have 0 products in storage.
Okay.
Map. Castle. Button.
The castle.
Double tap to select.
The castle is where you do quests. So when you get certain quests and certain amounts of items are stored or certain amount of money in the bank, etc., or you've sold a certain amount of goods, you can earn rewards. And you can get boosts, which boost production 10% faster or something like that in your certain area that you're focused on. However, to increment the game and to move the game forward, you have to restart your progress from time to time. However, by doing that, any bonuses or quests that you've attained, such as more storage space bonus in your estate, if that is a permanent fixture, then you will gain that on your restart, so that will not go away. So I'm now going to flick right.
City. Button. Double tap to select.
The city is where you sell your products. We'll come to all the help on the screens in a moment to explain the game.
Lumberyard. You don't own this property. Farm. You don't own this property. Quarry. You don't own this property. Furnace. You don't own this property. Mine. You don't own this property. Blacksmith. You don't own this property. Workshop. You don't own this property. Jeweler. You don't own this property. Princess. Button. Estate. Button. Double tap to select.
That's took us to the all the way to the right of the screen. If I flick left, you'll see it's quite quick now.
Map. Jeweler. Workshop. Blacks. Mine. Furnace. Quarry. Farm. Lumber. Sit. Cast. You have map. Lump. Quarry. Mine. You don't own this property. Button.
So it's not...
Double tap to select.
So it's not perfect, but it will do. So now I'm going to... There's my treasure chest. I'm going to flick left.
Furnace. You. Quarry. You. Farm. You. Lumberyard. City. Castle. You have 0 products in map. Castle. Estate. Map. Treasure chest. You found 850 gold coins in the treasure chest.
Now, in order to get to the bottom of the screen, I flicked down, and that took me to the last item on this world map, which is the estate. So if I flick up...
Map. Castle. Button. Double tap to select.
That's the top of my screen.
You have 1,850 gold coins. Back. You have 1,850 gold coins.
So when you flick down from the world map, it tells you what's in your storage and you can view all that information quickly.
Map. Castle. Estate. But estate.
And when you flick down twice,
double tap to select.
Now you're taken to the estate, the last item on the world map. So now I'm going to flick up and I'm going to go into the first item, which will be the lumberyard to buy that.
Map. You have map. City. Lumberyard. You don't lumberyard. The lumberyard is quite affordable and allows production of logs and timber which can be sold or used to create higher quality products.
And all I've done for that is flick to the right when I've double tapped lumberyard.
The following products are made here. Logs. Timber. Ladder. Fishing rod. Purchase price. 1,000. Cancel. Purchase price. 1,000 gold coins.
And obviously we have enough money. So when I purchase this, we'll get another hint.
Cancel. Purchase.
Button. Double tap.
You now own the lumberyard. Now enter this property so you can produce your first products. Back. Button. Crafting Kingdom. Main. Play. Back. World map. Help for the... You have 8... You have 0... You have help for this screen. Button.
So before we move on, I'm going to double tap on help for this screen on the world map to describe what I've just been reiterating to you.
Help for this screen. The world map gives you access to all locations in the kingdom. Swipe left and right to navigate. You can also swipe up or down to quickly jump between the map, the screen menu and your money and storage information panel. Entering production sites. To purchase a property or enter a location and see more details, select it and then double tap. Treasure chest. From time to time a treasure chest will appear on the map. If that happens, you'll hear a jingling sound. Find it and open it for some extra gold coins. Okay. Button. Help for this screen. You have 8. You have 0 product. You have 850 gold coins. You have 0 products in storage. Map. Cup. City. Lumberyard. Tutorial. Lumberyard. Congratulations. You now own the lumberyard.
So all I'm doing is double tapping when I hear the item I want and flicking left and right. So now we are in the lumberyard. Now we have 850 coins, because if you remember, my treasure chest gave me extra 850. So it's always good to have them, so I'm going to flick to the right.
Select your first production slot and order it to produce logs for you. So, later you can unlock different, more valuable products.
That's what I was saying earlier, you can unlock production slots and you can have as many slots as you want and you can add products to them and automate them. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to flick to the right.
Your task. Start producing logs.
Okay.
Button.
Double tap.
Lumberyard.
Now, on this screen, to go through elements, which will be the production slots, I'm going to flick down.
You have 850 gold coins.
That's my storage.
Slot 1. You have 850 gold coins.
That's my number of coins.
Slot 1.
Slot 1. Now, of course, when we have something producing, it will say slot 1, product X. So it will tell us what it is. But I'm going to flick to the right.
Produce.
Produce.
Button. Product selection. Logs. Not checked. Toggle.
So we can
double tap to change
logs or timber. But let me show you something. Logs, we've already got the ability to produce. If I flick to the right.
Timber. Unlock price 2,000 gold coins. Not checked.
So you
toggle.
need
double tap to change.
You need 2,000 coins to even unlock the ability to produce timber. So I'm going to flick left to, and I'm going to flick to the right and see what else there is.
Ladder. You must unlock the previous product before you can unlock this one. Not checked. Timber. Logs. Not checked.
Double tap.
This production slot will now produce logs. Logs. Checked. Toggle. Timber. Ladder. Fishing. Logs. Required ingredient. Nothing. Sale price. 10 gold coins.
So each log will give you 10 coins that you produce.
Production time. 3.0.
So one log every 3 seconds.
Automation price 100 gold coins.
Now, we're going to automate this to make it a little bit quicker. So to automate it, with 100 coins. So guess what we do? We simply
automate button.
Tap that.
This production slot is now automated.
Now, ordinarily, if you hadn't got a treasure chest, you would have had to do the following. Click OK, and then by slot 1, it would say produce button. And you'd be told in your tutorial, produce 10 logs. So you produce, wait for the ding, produce, wait for the ding, tap, wait for the ding, 10 times. When you've got 100 coins, you would then go into the select product to produce button of this slot and you would be selected on logs, obviously, and flick to the right as we've just done and see automate button. So that's what you'd ordinarily have to do, but because we've already got the money, I figured we'll automate it straight away. So I'm now going to flick to the right.
Back. Button.
I'm now going to go back.
Double tap to select. Lumberyard. Tutorial. Lumberyard. No pain, no gain. So now you have to produce logs manually by tapping the production button. Once you earned enough money, you can purchase an automation and let production run around the clock, while you can lean back and count your money.
Obviously, I've done that because I happened to find the chest. Like I said, there's a production button which you would press and it would go shh, ding, and each ding is one log produced. And when you produce 10, the tutorial would pop up and say you have enough money now, you have enough logs, you can now automate the process.
You have collected enough logs for now.
And
time to head over into the city. Sell then on the market and earn your first shiny gold coins.
Now, you haven't heard nothing going ding because I'm still in this hint screen. But I've produced enough now. But I'm going to show you something. It produced them automatically when we hit produce and it said automated slots. It produced each log automatically for me. So,
okay. For now you have to produce logs manually. Your task. Manually produce. Okay. Button. Lumberyard. You have 750 gold coins. Slot 1. Logs.
And there we go, the lovely sound of log production. Ding. Shall we count sheep, anyone? Yeah. So, that's our logs producing for us. If I flick to the right.
Produce. Button.
That's to manually produce the logs if you've not automated it.
8 minutes and 36 seconds until automation runs out.
So after 10 minutes, we'd have to click restart automation instead of produce.
Select production. Button.
So,
double tap to select.
There you could change when you've got more products in this lumberyard to produce, you could change to produce something else. And they're going to flick down to the next element.
Add another production slot for 300 gold coins. Button.
Why don't we do that?
Double tap. Add another production slot for 1,250 gold coins. Button. Double tap to select.
As you can hear, we've produced another production slot because we had the money. Let's add logs to this one as well.
Slot 2. Produce. button. No product selected. Select production. Product selection. Logs. Not checked. Logs. Checked. Timber. Ladder. Fish. Log. Required. Nothing. Sale price. 10 gold. Production type 3.0. Automation price 1,000 gold coins.
Now, we can't automate this production slot process because we don't have enough money. As you can see, the more money you've got, the higher things will go. And the more things you produce, the higher resource management you have to do and costs are incurred. So let me show you now. I can show you this manual production slot. So if I go back.
Automate. Back. Button. Lumberyard. You have 400. Slot 1. Logs. Add another production slot for 1. Slot 2. Logs.
So, now I flick to the right.
Produce. Button. Double tap to select.
Now this is what you'd have to do yourself first as well, like I said in the first step. If you hadn't got the money to automate the logs, you press produce.
Print. Interested in a small advantage? Okay. Button. Interested in a small advantage? Okay. Lumberyard.
Not sure what that was all about.
You have 400 and slot 1. Add another production slot. Slot 2. Produce.
That's one log. So you do that 8 more times on the first slot and then you'd have enough money. So let's go into the city and sell some of these logs. And now I can show you some of the storage that's been going on.
Produce. Add another slot 1. You have 400 back. Button.
I flicked up.
Double tap to select.
One finger to back. I'm going to double tap.
Back. World map.
There's another treasure chest. I'm going to flick to the right.
Held for this screen. You have 400 and you have 70 set map. Castle. City.
So I'm going to flick down twice to a stand.
Double tap. Estate. Map. Prince it. Button. Estate. Estate. Map. Work. Blacks. Mine. Fern. Quarry. Farm. Lumber. City. Castle. You have 82 prod. You have 450 gold coins.
Now that sometimes happens. You hear the treasure chest sound. It's come back again and it disappears.
Help for this screen. World map. Help. You have 400. You have 85. Map. Treasure chest. You found 900 gold coins in the treasure chest.
Sometimes it disappears, the chest, and comes back
Castle.
Again.
Castle.
So, now I'm going
to double tap to select.
I'm going to flick down now from the world map.
Estate. Map. You have one back. You have 1,350 gold coins. You have 91 products in storage.
So there are 91 products in storage at the moment. The maximum is 100 to start with. But when you expand out your estate, when you've got a certain number of timber and logs stored in storage, you can then have an extra bonus of 10% each time you expand your estate. So let me now wait for storage is full.
Map. Your storage is full.
There we are. That's told me. So I'm now going to go to the city.
Map. City. City. Help for this screen. Button.
Let's get the help.
Help for this screen. You can sell your goods in the city. Any goods you have in your storage will show up here. Keep in mind that production of goods will stop when your storage is full. If you have the gold, you can also buy more storage space. Having enough storage is vital for a successful production network.
So you do not have to have all of your goods sold, and as I say, you can buy storage space, but when you expand your homeland, like your estate as well, you can get an extra storage space bonus, and each time you have to restart this title, that will still be there. But of course, your storage space of 100 will be automatically started, but when you've got your expanded space of 110, that would remain on a restart. But you can add more storage space, again, for more money. So let's go to the city now and sell these items.
Sell goods. To sell the products from your storage, choose one of the sell buttons. You can quit. Okay. If you can afford it, you can upgrade your storage. This allows you to store more goods. Extend storage space. To sell the products from your storage, choose one of the sell buttons. You can quickly jump between the products in your storage by swiping up and down.
So, of course, if we've got logs, timber, ladder, fishing rod, or whatever the lumberyard has to offer, we could flick to a produce by up and down and then sell a quantity or all of it. We've only got logs at the moment, so let me flick to the right.
Extend storage space. If you can afford... Okay. Help for this screen. You have 1,350. Your storage is full. You have 100 products in storage. Storage size 100. Extend storage space. Logs 100. Sell all. Button. And 1,000 gold coins. Zero logs remaining.
And we have 1,000 gold coins. So with that, let's extend our storage space a little bit.
Cell 50. Disabled. Storage size 100. Extend storage space. Extend storage space. Do you want to extend your storage? This will... An upgrade will... Do you want to extend your storage? This will allow you to store more goods. An upgrade will give you 50 more space.
So you get 50 more... So you have 150 products to store.
Purchase price. 1,750.
Oh, we don't have enough. So again, that's me being silly. We don't have enough gold yet to do that. So we have to produce yet more goods.
Cancel. Purchase. Cancel. Button. Double tap to select. Help for this screen. Help for this. You have to. Storage size 100. You have 2,350 gold coins.
Oh, we do have enough. Do apologize. So I can do that.
You have 18. Storage size 100. Extend storage space. Storage. You have 19 products in storage.
And as you can see, it's gone back up again because our one production slot is still busily automating the logs for me.
Storage size 100. Extend storage space. Extend storage space. Do you want to, an upgrade will get purchase price 1,750. Cancel. But purchase. Button. Help for this screen. Button. Double tap to select.
I'm going to flick to the right.
You have 600 gold coins.
600 coins.
You have 28 products in storage. Storage size 150.
And I've got more storage.
Logs 30. Logs 30. Sell all. Button. And 310 gold coins. Zero logs remaining.
I flicked down there to logs. I thought, why don't I sell them while they're there? So let's flick up now to back.
Storage. You have not back. 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 World map. Help for this screen.
And I'm going to flick down.
Button. You have 910 gold coins.
So that's how many gold coins we've got.
You have 5 products in storage.
And the storage is carrying on.
Map. Castle. Button.
So
double tap to select.
Let's now go to the princess on the map. So I'm going to flick down to estate once.
Estate.
And to the left once.
Map. Princess. Hint. Because the princess likes you, you receive better sale prices in the city for each of her gifts. But her favor will decline over time if you don't visit her regularly.
So if you don't see her every day and you're told when to go back via notification and in your screen of the princess, you'll see how long you've got left to go and see her, you'll lose favor. So let me flick to the right now.
Okay. Button.
And double tap.
Double tap to select. Princess. Help for this screen. You have 910 gold coins. You have 20 products in storage. The princess. The princess likes you. Once a day she has a gift for you. Make sure you visit her every day. The princess grants you. All sale prices 0% higher. Open gift. Button. The princess grants you. All sale prices 2% higher.
So now, of course, you get an extra 2% on top of the sale price at the moment. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Next gift available in 21 hours, 59 minutes and 48 seconds.
I'm going to flick now.
Next gift available. You have night back. Back.
Flick up to back.
Button. Back. World map.
There's my treasure chest again. Is it the top or bottom of this world map?
Help for this screen. You have 900. You have 30. Map. Treasure chest. You found 1,000 gold coins in the treasure chest.
Remember I said we have a
castle.
Log. In slot 2.
Double tap to select.
Yard. Shall we try and make that produce automatically? I think we should. So how much have I got at the moment?
City. Lumber. Estate. Map. You have 1910 gold coins.
1910. So I'm now going to go to the lumber yard.
You have 30. Map. Cask. You have 38 products in storage. Map. City. Lumber yard. Lumber yard. You have 1910 gold
Flip
coins.
Flip down.
Slot 1. Logs.
Now, that stopped making a noise, as you can see.
Produce. Automation has run out. Press the production button to activate the automation.
So there you go. Flick to produce on the left. Flick left.
Produce.
And double tap.
Automation restarted.
And our logs are carrying on. So you've got to keep a constant ear or eyes, your sighted, of course, on what you're doing. And you flick down.
Slot 2. Logs.
Flick to the right.
Produce.
To the right.
Button. Select production. Button.
Double tap.
Product selection.
Flick now to automate the logs at the far right.
Logs. Timber. Ladder. Fishing rod. Logs. Required ingredients. Nothing. Sale price. 10 gold coins. Production time. 3.0. Automation price 1,000 gold coins. Automate. This production slot is now automated. Back. Lumber yard.
And now if I flick down.
You have 910 gold coins. Slot 1. Logs. Slot 2. Logs. Add another production slot for 1,250 gold coins. Button. Double tap to select.
That is the basic premise of this title. The idea is to keep producing your resources, to manage your storage, and then, of course, to expand your current estate, your worldly home, to make it the best you can. The more resources you buy, the more money you will have by selling them, and that money can then be used to buy other items within a given area. The idea is to own every building, from the farm to the jeweller, etc., and that's when the game will end, I believe, when all your quests are completed. And we'll talk a little bit about quests, and then I'll wrap up this podcast. So, let me flick up to the top with flicking upwards and find the back button.
Slot 2. Slot 1. You have 900. Back. Mac. World map.
And let's go to the castle.
Help for this screen. You have 910. You have 88 products in storage. Map. Castle. Button.
Double tap.
Castle. Help for this screen. Help for this screen.
And
castle.
To the right.
Here you can see your current quests and check the rewards you have gotten from previous quests. Boosts. Use a temporary boost to get ahead faster. Quests. Complete quests to earn powerful permanent rewards. Okay. Button. Help for this screen.
So I'm gonna flick down.
Button. You have 910 gold coin. Boosts.
Now the boost we have.
Boost available. Button.
We double tap that and
double
we go
tap
into
to select
the boost screen, and you can make the production slot faster in the lumberyard, for example. Now you have to watch videos to activate boosts, and they're not very accessible to blind players. When the video ends, you have to go to your app switcher, close out your app completely, and restart it. How annoying. But it still maintains your production boost. And it lasts 10 minutes, each boost you have. Flick down to quests with the flick down gesture.
Quests.
And what quests do I have then?
Quest. Sell 1,000 logs.
Okay, so sell 1,000 logs.
Reward. 5% higher sale prices for lumberyard products.
And of course, when I restart the progress, to incrementally restart and move on with the game, so you'd start from the beginning and buy the lumberyard, etc. Remember, if the princess has given you, I don't know, by the time you reset, I don't know, 18%, you'd still get the 5% higher because you've completed that quest. So when you complete this quest, that reward would be held and maintained.
Your storage is full.
I'm going to flick to the right.
Progress, 131 of 1,000.
So I've got 131 logs to sell, have sold, and I've got to get to 1,000 for that particular quest. Flick to the right.
Quest, use 10 boosts. Reward, plus one boost slot. Progress, 0 of 10.
So when you use two boosts, when you've used 10 boosts, you then get boost slot 2 active. So there could be, for example, the 10% faster lumberjack boost slot, plus, I don't know, sharpened axe to produce quicker boost logs in faster time. So it'll be interesting when I get more production slots and more boost slots to see how I can utilise them. It's all about strategising and making the most out of your investments. Flick to the right.
Quest. Have 50,000 in the bank.
I wish.
Reward. All sale prices 5% higher.
Brilliant.
Progress. 910 of 50,000. Quest. Buy 5 automations. Reward. Plus 5 minutes automation duration. Progress, 2 of 5.
And of course, I brought 2 automations. Do you remember those 2 slots? So you can produce as many slots as you want, timber, logs, whatever you want. And when you've got 5 of them, it's brilliant. Because when there's 5 of them sorted out, you get an extra 5 minutes of production time added on to the 10 minutes. And this, of course, will increase exponentially as you go up the ladder. Flick to the right.
View upgrades.
View
button.
Upgrades.
Claim quest rewards. Button.
And they're going to
double tap
back
to select. Claim quest rewards.
By flicking down.
Button. Claim quest rewards.
By flicking up, sorry.
Quest. 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 Boost. You have 900. Back. Button. Back. World map.
Treasure chest again.
Help for this script. You have 900. Your storage is full. Map. Treasure chest. You found 1,000 gold coins in the treasure chest.
That can be a difficult thing to find. As I said, it's
castle.
Either at the top or
button.
The bottom of the map.
Double tap
screen,
to select.
Just before the castle. Or you flick down once to a state at the bottom of your world map and flick to the left and it will be there. Let me sell these products, restart my automations and close out this podcast. I know it's been a whirlwind tour of this game for the last half an hour or so of your time. Thank you very much for spending the time with me. I really hope you enjoy Crafting Kingdom. Crafting Kingdom is a free game and it's available on the iOS App Store. My name's been William and thank you very much for your time.
City. Lumberyard. Button. City. Button. City. You have 1910 gold coins. Storage size 150. Logs 150. Sell all. Earn 1,500 gold coins. 0 logs remaining. Storage size. You have 3,000 back. Button. You have 3,410 gold coins. Back. Back. World map. Help for the. You have 3. You have 7 product map. Castle. City. 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 You have store. Logs. Logs 10. Logs 11. Storage. You have back. 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 Help. You have. You have map. City. Lumberyard. Lumberyard. You have 3. Slot 1. Logs. Produce. 3 minutes and 59 seconds until automation runs out. Slot 2. Logs. Produce. Button. Add another production slot for 1,250 gold. Add another production slot for 1,850 gold coins. Slot 2. Slot 1. You have 2,000. Back. You have 2,160 gold coins.
And now I can buy timber just to show you that production. And then we'll come to an end. Thank you for your time today. And please enjoy this last little bit of me navigating and enjoying Crafting Kingdoms. Thank you very much for your time.
Slot 1, slot 2, lock, add another production slot. Slot 3. Produce. No product selected. Select production. Product selection. Logs. Timber. Unlock price 2,000 gold coins. Timber checked. Ladder. Fishing. Timber. Required in 3 logs. Sale price. 55 gold coins. Production time. 10.0. Unlock price. 2,000 gold. Unlock product. Button. You have unlocked timber. Back. 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 You have 160 gold. Slot 1. Slot 2. Add another production. Slot 3. Produce. Select produce.
Timber takes a long time. Thank you very much. And any comments or suggestions, please let me know. You can contact me if you wish to. My name is William Lomas, and you've probably seen me on the AppleVis forum as well. And I'm reachable on Twitter at WLOM for Mother, A for Alpha, S for Sierra, W Lomas. My email address is w.lomas@icloud.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.